Slacker and Steve on demand.
So if we reached a point, we got to put this up on Facebook or somewhere. Like there's a, people in England are angry because they were outside building things out of snow.
Yeah.
And the school decided to say they were building snow people.
Yes.
And the people, the parents are complaining that they should have used the word snowmen. But are we at a point where the word man has become the offensive thing? Oh. Where you're just not allowed to use the word man in general?
Absolutely, yeah.
You think we're genuinely there?
I think we're just starting. I think we got a long way to go.
So, I mean, we'll put a poll up on social media and stuff, but I have... Normally, I'd call you out for exaggerating, but I have friends who are female who have said they're a little upset that all the words we use to describe their gender have some reference to men in it. Either a woman,
yep,
or a female.
Yes, that is true.
And they wish they could purge themselves of all things that connect them to us. I think that's so extreme, but I don't.
It is extreme, but yeah, I think we're just started. We have a long way to go. To the point, and I know I'm way off base here, but I'll watch like a replay of the moon landing where Armstrong is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I'm just like, we're not including everyone.
But mankind didn't, like,
but that
he
was,
didn't mean just men.
Right, but that was the word we used. Now it's... We
can't humankind.
But you said there's still the word man in human.
Humankind. Oh,
and
Lord.
I find myself doing this. Is this wrong? There'll be a group of ladies. I go, hey, guys.
Of course, yeah, no, I say that. Oh, God, but you're right.
You're right. Guy is specifically male.
But it's not.
I know, right? I thought that.
I don't think guys is. You're right.
But I thought that's got a little bit more broadness.
Because we don't live in the South. You know, when you live in the South, you're covered.
Good call.
Guys is the Colorado version of y'all.
Yeah.
Because we, I mean,
catch all.
Yeah. Because how, like, what are y'all doing is what you would say in the South. We would just walk up to a group. I don't care if it's 90% women. I go, hey, what are you guys doing?
Exactly. I use guys to refer to ladies too, but not in a...
But doesn't your intent matter? You didn't mean to say, what are you people who wish they had male genitalia doing? You said, what are you as a collective group? Then what's the word? What is this gathering for? What can we say?
Right. We have to use a word in place of guys. And you're right. The intent, I think, makes a difference. I wasn't intentionally trying to irk anybody, but still I'm in the wrong.
In your situation, what could you say instead?
Hey, group, or you're right.
What are you?
Hey, people.
What are you people doing? Yeah. That sounds like you're authority. Like it sounds like you're the security guy going, what are you people doing? Need you all to move, disperse, move on.
You're right.
Like, you guys is informal.
But if I was a lady, if I was a woman, no, can't use woman. If I was a lady,
So lady's the word we got to use because it doesn't have, but yes. Lady feels very.
Because woman comes biblical because you know how women came from the side of a man. So that's where woman and. Human and all those other side, yeah.
So everything's got man in it,
right?
Because we have years ago we stopped saying male man.
Yeah, see, there you go.
It's male person.
There you go. And we're started there, and we need to keep slopping it over into snowman. Now, if you literally were out in the snow and you built a man figure out of snow, okay, snowman.
That's a snowman.
But if it looks just generic, like a couple of round
balls,
snow
person. It's a snow creature.
Person. Right.
Person, son, per son. Son is male.
Oh my, I didn't even think of that. Dude, this is deeper than
anyone.
So it's
per daughter. Like you can't, like if you really want to break down every word, there's no words that don't have.
You're right.
What about other languages where words have genders?
Good point. Like in Germany, der, die, und das. Their words are gendered.
Words have yes.
And in Brazil, too.
No, Portuguese, any of the Latin-based languages, yes. Like Portuguese, Spanish, it's like beer is cerveza, so that it's female because it ends with an ah. O words are male, does that make sense? Like,
it does.
O words are masculine.
Like gustoso, gustosa.
Yes, you say it based on your gender.
We gotta read.
So then we gotta change everything. Words, if people shouldn't have, we're pulling genders out of... How did we, all we wanted to do was put a poll up on whether or not we can still call them snowmen. And now we're taking the sun
out of every and man out of everything.
All right. If you want to sound off on this thing, find the poll and tell us what you think on social media.
Slacker and Steve.